October 19th, 1998. You may not remember the day, but if you lived in the Upper Cumberland 25 years ago, you no doubt remember the events. State Senator Tommy Burks shot and killed just outside of Monterey at his family farm. The man who did it, Byron Low Tax Looper, who was running against Burks in the November election. Retired Putnam County Sheriff David Andrews was an investigator for the Sheriff's Department on that day in 1998.
I was known as the chief investigator to Putnam County Sheriff's Office. That morning, I was at work. I don't remember what time it was, but it was, I'm guessing, between 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning. And a call come out, or they contacted me and told me I need to go to Monterey, that there'd been a shooting and that Tommy Burks had been shot. And, of course, I left immediately, and I can remember walking down the sidewalk that morning, going to my car. There's a long sidewalk when you come out of the back, what we call the back porch of the sheriff's office. I can remember walking down that sidewalk thinking, I know who did this, and I wasn't even on the scene yet. So I went to Monterey, obviously, as fast as I could, and I don't remember who was there when I got there, but it was pretty fast-paced morning, and there was Tommy Burks sitting in his little pickup truck, and his head was just like you dropped your head and rested your chin against your chest. That's where he was. That's how he was. Cab of the truck where he was sitting was bloody, and he was somewhat bloody too. And I'm not sure I knew it at the time, but it was soon revealed that he had been shot in the corner of his left eye, sort of between the very farther right corner of your left eye, up against your nose. And at that time, back then, we had those big cameras that you set on your shoulder, you know, VHS. And that's one of the things I did on crime scenes was film the crime scene, wherever it was. And I don't know if I did that first or if I interviewed that young man.
He worked for Tommy.
He was a farmhand. I don't remember if I did the film first or if I interviewed him first, but Sheriff Abston was the sheriff. And at some point in this, he told me to take the farmhand, put him in the car, not under arrest or anything, just interview him, find out what he knew. Well, I was in a car that had no radio or anything. The car I normally drove was out of service for some reason, and I gathered up a notebook and sat down in the front seat, and he sat down in the passenger seat, and we just started talking, and he was telling me what he had seen, what he had observed, quite honestly, when we got to the description of the driver, there was no question in my mind whatsoever who it was. He described him to a T, and we're talking about Byron Looper. And took the video camera, and I did my normal filming of the crime scene. Then duties were dispersed to people. We were up there all day. Actually, it's the day I went off the Adkins diet. I couldn't get what I was doing. Lunch was brought to us by Cumberland County Sheriff's Office sandwiches, and dinner was brought to us by Putnam County sandwiches. We stayed up there all day, and I'm sure we went different places to interview people and stuff like that. But it ended up being in Cumberland County. And, of course, we still participated. We had a full-blown investigation into it in conjunction with Cumberland County.
Did the farmhand in that first interview, did he mention him by name?
No, he did not. He didn't. I don't think he knew him. He just described him. And as best I remember, we prepared a lineup for him. And I think it was the next morning after this 19th, he went to work But before he did, he went to pick up a friend. And I don't think I'm mistaken when I say this. I could be, but I don't think I am. He was standing in the living room of this guy's house waiting for the man to get ready to go to work. And News Channel 5 came on. And there was a picture of Byron Looper. And he said, there's the guy that shot Tommy Burks. And that's how they identified him, as best I remember. But there was, I'm sure it still is, a picture of the lineup that we had prepared for him. He picked him out.
Former Putnam County Sheriff David Andrews, our guest. Reflecting 25 years later on the death of State Senator Tommy Burks, David Andrews, one of those who investigated the crime.
When you come to a crime scene like that, is there kind of an order of things that you're trying to do to trying to preserve the evidence? Can you walk us through that?
Well, first and foremost, it's like you said, you preserve the crime scene as best you can, whatever you have to do. Whoever arrives on the scene is in charge. Whoever arrives first is in charge until they turn it over to someone of maybe a more experience or more authority or more position or whatever. And like I said, on this day, I wasn't the only one that knew what happened. Everybody thought they knew what happened. And you preserve the crime scene, and then you start meeting out assignments to start gathering pieces of the puzzle. And that puzzle may come together in a few days, a few hours, or it may come together in a few days or weeks or months. But it working something like that is a puzzle, and it's pretty interesting to watch it come together. But that's the main thing, is when you preserve the crime scene, and then you start doling out assignments to protect the crime scene, to preserve the crime scene, to secure the crime scene, and you dole out assignments of what you think needs to be done and prioritize it, and then you go do it.
What kind of things in that environment? You were there all day. What are you doing all day?
Number one, a lot of people were there. We were, like I said, preserving the crime scene. I was taking film, probably calling other agents in, going into town and seeing if we can find where he might have been, who might have seen him, who not just whoever it was, because at that time we didn't have a 100% guarantee we knew who it was, but in our minds we knew. And we start trying to piece that together, and then you look for other people who might be involved or whatever else may have happened or what may have occurred, who may have been there. Did anybody in the neighborhood see anything? Did anybody in Monterey see anything? Did anybody from Monterey to the scene see anything? You just cast a net, so to speak, and you start trying to find pieces to put in the puzzle.
And you think about it, though it doesn't seem that long ago, 25 years, but yet think of how the world has changed, that today, if you were that investigator, you're probably looking, was there videotape? You know, was there tape of the truck coming in?
Exactly.
The car vehicle coming into the farm or whatever?
And, exactly. There was one, and I don't know when we found it or who found it, but there was a witness in Monterey who could put him in Monterey.
He being Looper.
He being Looper, yes. In my opinion, and this is just my opinion, but in my opinion, when he had laid all this out, he knew what time Tommy come to the farm. He had been watching him, had to be, because you couldn't coincidentally time it, in my opinion, like it fell that day. But he had been, in my opinion, watching what was going on with Tommy and his routine and when to make his move. And when he got to Monterey, I really believe with all my heart that he broke nervous and he started falling apart. He was going to go through with his plan, but it's not every day that you plan to kill somebody. And he pulled up at Hardee's to order a breakfast, and he was a real jerk to the person who waited on him, which, what did that do? That drew attention to him. It burnt the image in their memory, and eventually, and again, it could have been that day, it could have been 2 weeks, I don't remember, but that person was interviewed, and again, gave a pretty close idea of Byron.
So let's stop there, because that's a curious thing that, as much as anything about this case, but more just how you do your job. So how would you have come upon the fact that he had stopped at Hardee's? Is that somebody calling you and saying, you know, we think we saw him, or is that just, you know, I'm just curious how you get there.
I just think it's part of the, what do you call it, the good old shoe leather investigation. Again, there's no telling how many people we talked to that day. And we could have gone that day. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. It wasn't me, but I don't know who did it. But it could have been that day. It could have been 2 weeks from then. But again, you start looking and scratching for clues and for evidence, and you talk to anybody that you can, and you cast the net as wide as you can to narrow that field. And it was quite some time. I don't remember how long it was from the day of the murder to the day of the arrest, but that fell into place. And somebody, I don't know if they tripped over it. I don't know if they intentionally, somebody called them and tipped them off. I don't know who it was that got the lead, but because there was so much going on. I mean, it was just, I don't think anybody was shocked, but maybe in disbelief that it had actually happened.
We're talking with David Andrews. He was an investigator, later served as sheriff of Putnam County, reflecting on the death of State Senator Tommy Burks. October 19th, 1998, the death of State Senator Tommy Burks at his farm outside Monterey, Byron Lotax Looper, the man responsible. We look back on the anniversary with former Sheriff David Andrews.
More than likely within a couple hours in our area, if you have a homicide, you have a pretty good idea who did it. And you can start narrowing that down. But in this case, being the situation that it was, being a senator, it was no different than anybody else. It was that we had to solve it, and we had to seek justice for Tommy or for the victim, whoever it may be. You have a pretty good idea who did what. Now, you can't take that for granted and just go to trial and say, well, this is what we think.
You got to prove it.
You've got to prove it. And the defendant doesn't have to prove anything. We, the state, has to prove everything that you say and do. There's a lot of unsolved murders in this county.
With David Andrews, the moment you walked out of the office that morning to head to Monterey, you said, I think I know who did this. You said that as the day wore on, we thought we knew who did it. Why did you think it was Byron Looper?
Byron ran an earlier election in our county, and surprisingly enough, won. In my opinion, it was a very dirty campaign. In my opinion, there was a lot of false ads that were put out. I'm just going to be honest with you. He was one of the most arrogant people I've ever met in my life. He looked down his nose at people. I don't know of anybody that liked him. And it doesn't matter if somebody likes you or not. That doesn't make you a killer. But just his demeanor, the way he treated people, the way he carried himself, he seemed like he rose to the top of his world in his own mind when he got elected to that county office. Well, he all of a sudden decides that he wants to be the state senator. And quite honestly, I'll be honest with you, he didn't have a prayer, in my opinion, to beat Tommy. But in the state of Tennessee, this is what I started to tell you a while ago, in the state of Tennessee, and maybe everywhere, unless they've changed it, if you and I run against each other for something, if you die 30 days or less from the election day, guess what? Nobody else can be put on the ballot. And I guess that was my main thought was that, and of course I knew that, and knowing that and knowing what day it was and when the election was, it just all sort of made sense that here we are October 19th and in November the 2nd or 4th or something like that, there's going to be an election. And if Tommy's somehow is eliminated, I'm the winner. And that was the main, in my opinion, in my mind, that was the main clue. He thought he's smarter than everybody else. He thought we'd never catch him. He really thought we'd never catch him. And
did you interview him?
I did not. I did not. He was prosecuted in Cumberland County, and once he was arrested, I'm sure Cumberland County, and I know the TBI had to be involved in it because I'm sure Sheriff Burgess asked him to help.
People have said over the years, well, you know, you could just tell by the tenor of the campaign that he was running that he did it.
In his mind and in his, the way he carried himself and presented himself, he, in my opinion, he thought it was his, you know, and he knew that he couldn't beat Tommy Burks. He knew that, everybody knew that. And I think that carried over into his determination to be what he thought he should be and what he thought was his. And I think that's what drove it. I think Tommy was a stumbling block. He had a career path he had chosen somehow, and which obviously involved politics. And I think Tommy was a stumbling block to that. And he knew that without eliminating Tommy, he couldn't win.